This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning as we broadcast from the beautiful Borgata, our home base every Friday morning. Love being here. And, of course, love being with you as well. You can join us on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Quite a lot to get to. If you missed it last night late, and I know many did because, obviously, as I said, it was late, the Phils took an L. Eventually in that game, 11th inning, obviously both extra innings and a rain delay. And that was a big rain delay. So, look, we'll get into the Phils game from last night. First series they've lost this year. 13 days to the NFL draft. We'll do an awful lot on the Eagles, both looking back and looking ahead. And Sixers and Flyers obviously playing it out over the next few days. All of it with you on the phone lines, as I said, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Rats can last longer without water than camels can.
Rats can last longer. Wow, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, rats can survive longer without water. In many cases, it's because they're special rats, wow, like the kangaroo rat that can live entirely on just moisture from seeds, and they don't need to drink water at all.
No one knows more about rats than John Ritchie.
Correct.
Rats have all sorts of adaptations that, like, their kidneys concentrate things and they don't sweat, a lack of sweating to conserve water. Rats really are miraculous.
Well, they are, but here's the question. Could they have outlasted that Phillies game last night without water? I'm just asking for a rat friend. I mean,
they could have just opened their mouths to the sky
and survived.
But when water fell in their mouths.
Yeah, I meant more if they were watching it from Philadelphia. Would they have gone the distance, so to speak. All right, so look, Phil's on the table, obviously. If you missed it, in a nutshell, it's not a game that there's really, frankly, that much to complain about. It's a disappointing loss, but not a dramatically one. I mean, look, it's the first series they lose. They're allowed to lose a series. Braves are a good team, even though the record doesn't reflect it. Braves finally got the Phils in the 11th. And, yes, you know, yeah, okay, a bullpen loses it. Well, not exactly, because the reality is the bullpen pitched a ton of innings without giving up a run. So, you know, I think the most notable thing from last night was that Bohm was moved to 7. Castellanos 4, Bohm 7. That's your big adjustment. Lizardo pitched very well. Both starting pitchers pitched well. Rain came. Huge delay. Huge. 2 hour and 45 minutes. So in the 15 times today when I say the Phillies lost last night, Seltzer, feel free to not correct me because it was technically this morning. All right.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, as you were saying that, I was like, what are you even talking about? Like, yes, they lost. I don't even know what to say to correct you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Phillies did not lose last night, but they did lose a couple of hours ago this morning. Look, you can obviously react to it at 215-592-9494. All right, let's do a lot on the Eagles today because we do have a draft coming up. But we all, and that's in 2 weeks. That's in 13 days. We also have something 2 months and 2 days ago that was beyond glorious, and not just the Super Bowl game, but going back over the prior, 4 to 5 months before that, the whole Super Bowl season. So, you know, it's been a while, when I say a while, about a month and a half or so, since we kind of looked back to that, kind of like emotionally and mentally tapped into that. And I want to sort of try to trigger everyone's mind at 215-592-9494 and looking back, not just to that game, but that season. And what comes to mind for you, knowing that another Eagles season beckons, knowing that another draft beckons, then you're going to have the OTAs, then you're going to have that six-week break where everyone goes their separate ways, then they reconvene for training camp, and about a month and a half after that, a season starts. And it's a season, obviously, the Eagles should be very good. I mean, we'll see if they're quite as good. It might be very tough to be that. But, you know, they certainly have a shot to win a Super Bowl. But let's talk about the fact that they did win a Super Bowl. Right? Let's talk about the fact that that was a wild season, man. 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in early and often today about what hits you when you reflect back. Now, let me start with this because, John, there are two things in particular. And I'm going to get into all sorts of parts of the team and the season and the campaign and the twists and turns. But there are two things that hit me the most as a fan from an emotional standpoint. One is immense pride. Immense pride. I mean, guys, what we felt watching that Super Bowl game, I can honestly tell you I've never felt that as a Philadelphia fan. And when I say that, I'm talking about it's in the bag. It's over. There's still a half of football to go, but it's like we didn't feel that. This is me. Phil's Rays 08. I mean, you had the rain. You had a 1-1 game there for a while. Yes, the Phillies are up 3-1 entering game five, and yes, they were up 3-1 during game five.
And they were close games.
They were close games. I mean, and that, and even game five hung in the balance. I mean, when Brad Lidd struck that guy out, there was a runner on, I think it was second base.
Second base.
First or second. But, yeah, the point is it was a one-run game. It was tight to the end. And then, obviously, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl against the Patriots, you know, I mean, went to the last play. So, immense pride for the whole campaign and obviously, in particular, how it ended, knowing that we had never experienced that. Now, you go back to the 83 Sixers, certainly that was a blowout series, although game four was very close, but it was a blowout series. So that's my number one. Number two is great appreciation. And it kind of ties into number one, obviously, because of the uniqueness of the season. But great appreciation. And one of the things I feel tremendous appreciation for is the combination of Sirianni and Hurts, who, I mean, they went through the mud here. They really did. They both went, you know, they were both Andy Dufresne and Shawshank. They're going through the mud. And they came out on the other side. There's so much, guys. There is so much when you think back to what happened. And the whole journey. Saquon's leap, Cooper DeJean's tackle against Derrick Henry, the Rams playoff game, the snow. Like, all right, 215-592-9494. John, when you think back on all of it, knowing that, you know, in a few months they crank it up again, what hits you when you think back to it?
I'm talking about the here and now. I mean, I think back to it. I think back to the parade, and it's hard for me to go back even farther than that. It's like things sort of my celebration is where it starts and ends with that Super Bowl team. That parade was everything to me. The morning, sitting there with you guys, getting ready for it, looking out over the city, feeling that excitement, living that day. I really do think it's caused a reset inside of me, and now I'm looking forward to this off season.
So what hits you moving forward knowing that they have that and we all have that as fans in our back pocket?
I think we're going to win another Super Bowl. I know I'm putting the cart before the horse. I know that I'm doing exactly what I thought was crazy when I arrived in Philadelphia this time of year back in 2003 and I was at Wawa and everyone was saying to me, Super Bowl, right? Super Bowl, NFC Championship the last few years. We're going to the Super Bowl this time. And I'm thinking, man, we haven't even done our first off-season workout yet. And that's where these guys are right now. And it's so evocative for me. I think back to, you know, riding over from the hotel to the facility, and the steam is coming out of the smokestacks as I'm going over the bridge, and I'm just looking out thinking, this is my home now, and this is where I get to play. And that's what these guys are thinking. They're going over there to the facility for the first time. Some of the coaches are going over there to the facility for the first time. But one thing remains, this team is the best team in the world, and I really believe that. We still, not that much has changed. Yes, we've lost some guys on the edges, let's say. Yeah. But that core is here, and we are good. And we know how to win this whole shebang. And I have confidence that this team's going to respond if it gets off track, because we've seen that happen.
Well, we have. I mean, and obviously Sirianni and Hurts are examples of that, because they both have a dig-down thing that's really admirable. Look, 215-592-9494. By the way, that was breaking news. John Ritchie finally became a fan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he finally shed the yoke of being a football player and the way that player thinks and became a fan with his outlook, which is interesting. James, what hits you, whether it's looking forward or looking back, on the reality that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, you know, 2 months ago?
I got a word for you, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Love.
Yeah.
Love is what hits me, and it's the love between a team and a city. John talked about the parade, just seeing the joy in this city, and not just that, seeing the players see the joy in this city and feel that. And then when you think about how many new players, like, I truly love because of what they did for me, what they did for us in this city. Like, it's changed my whole relationship with this group of guys. You know, we cared about them before. We root for them. We root for the Eagles. We love the team.
You feel an attachment.
But
right?
I feel so much closer to them, Joe, after all this, after watching them celebrate, after all the videos, after the parade, after the interaction with the fans. I feel so different about this group of guys. And I know there are some guys who are gone, but a lot of those guys are here. I feel like I can't wait to watch this group of guys do it again and to have such a greater connection to them on Sundays. I just think the love affair between the team and the town, that the Super Bowl win and the parade just took it to a whole nother level.
Well, it's a cool answer. Look, you can answer it at 215-592-9494 and address it. You know, what hits you when you reflect back? And then also knowing that there's another campaign coming and how that's influenced and impacted by what happened, you know, in months prior. What hits you in that regard? Devin, what's top of mind for you with this?
Are you ever on vacation and you almost stress yourself out in trying to not be stressed? Like, you try to be present and enjoy the moment. That's kind of how I feel about this Eagle season, especially the end of it. You know, and throughout it, you know, they were winning. I literally hadn't covered the sidelines during an Eagles loss. And I remember just each and every game, especially in the postseason, trying to be present and enjoy it because they were winning. And I know that it's really hard to win in the NFL. I am almost on the same page as, you know, what AJ Brown, what Saquon Barkley have said, where my thoughts now are, okay, how do we get back there? Because so far when the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl, we haven't seen them come back and be as dominant the following season.
No, we haven't.
And
they've only won one playoff game in the four prior years that they had reached the Super Bowl. One playoff victory the next year. Which is pretty amazing.
That, and I'm not trying to like skew negative here. It's just the way I think, and I just really hope that this upcoming season can be different. I do trust Howie Roseman. They have a lot of young guys. I just hope that the young guys are staying grounded with this win. You know, like, that's crazy for the rookies, especially, to come into the NFL and win a Super Bowl. Cooper DeJean, you know, gets a pick six in his first season playing in the NFL in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I just hope that doesn't make them lose.
Yeah, some do and some don't. Hopefully these guys are wired the right way. Rhea, what's top of mind for you, whether it's the look back or the look ahead?
I'm way more with Devin on this one. It was great that they literally done. Whenever I think back to the Super Bowl, I just think about how they utterly dominated the Kansas City Chiefs, and that was a thing of beauty. But, you know, the losses that they suffered on defense, to me, is huge. And I'm a little disappointed. You know, there were certain players I expected. You weren't going to pay Josh Sweat what he was going to get. You know, Milton Williams, I expected that. It was the other players that I was kind of disappointed they didn't
keep. CJ is the main one, right?
Isaiah Rodgers, Ornberg. So they were really key depth players.
Yeah.
And you don't have them now. So, and I think they could have been affordable. So I am, you know, Mekhi Becton, that one kind of, you know, and I know everybody thinks that, you know, Jeff Stoutland is just this wizard, but there are some offensive lineman he hasn't been able
That's
to turn
right.
into.
Yeah. And Becton, and to the point you're saying, Becton was a first-round pick, so there was natural athletic pedigree there.
There was.
That guy coming through door number two might not have.
Yeah, and so what is it, Green? You know, I mean, I think he was a first-round pick, but he's been a disappointment. So I have concerns because I think they could have kept enough players where I'd be like, oh, they're definitely the number one team mm-hmm. heading into next year.
Well, curious where you stand listening to us this morning. Obviously, the Phils totally on the table as the Phils took the L last night, and it was the first series loss in the four series they've played so far. But also the Eagles. I mean, guys, it's literally been 2 months and 2 days since we all saw that. One thing I'm struck about with last season is I think a lot of people, and I get it, reflect on the last two games and the level of dominance the team showed in those two games. But there were really bumpy stretches before that, really bumpy. They generally were winning, obviously, but they were winning a lot of close games, and sometimes against not very good teams, Jacksonville and the such. So, you know, were the Eagles truly, in totality, the team at the very end of the year that absolutely demolished the Washington Commanders and KC, or more the team that was also terrific but less terrific that was struggling to get through, you know, pick your squad in October and November? Look, 215-592-9494, it's all on the table. The look back, the look ahead. More than anything, perhaps, I want to tap into your emotional edge today because we love this football team, and I don't want to ever lose the feeling of what we felt, you know, watching that game. And again, that season was wild. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie from Borgata today on 94 WIP. Yeah, what a night for Castellanos. Holy mackerel. Not even Jack Fritz against me would strike out five times.
It's just like as soon as they move the guy to the four spot, he's like, oh, no, I can't hit anymore.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's been a thing. It's been a struggle. I mean, as I said yesterday, and listen, even when Reese was here and he was that guy clearly, consistently behind Bryce, it wasn't like Reese was even Mr. Consistency. I mean, he was like Ryan Howard. He would get
the
really,
coldest
really hot
of the cold at
or
times.
Really, really
yeah.
cold. So, but Cassie last night, that was astounding. All right, 215-592-94.
I wonder if Reese 94. Is still like that. I wonder if Reese
James, how's he playing?
Brewer
He's batting like 170 with no home runs so far, so not a great start to the season.
No.
He was
Ouch.
Injured last year. He did not have a great year last year. So
you think Dombrowski, maybe he didn't replace Reese properly, but you think he read it properly that Reese don't have a
certainly pop. I mean, who knows? We know that there are guys, like we've seen Nick Foles, there are guys who are just good in certain places and not good in others. Like, who knows if that's a thing with Reese, but Reese has certainly not performed in Milwaukee so far.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Sorry to hear that.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
We love Reese.
Big fan. All right, look, 215-592-9494. The Phils, obviously, on the table. The Eagles as well, both with the look back and the look ahead. Let's go to John kicking us off in Allentown as we broadcast from Borgata. Good morning, John.
Joe, before I get started on sports, good luck today and beat the hammer, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Always
unnecessary, really. So are you being sarcastic while you're saying that?
Oh, man, I like a winner, man. I like a winner.
John,
I
agree with him.
Thank you, sir. You're a good man.
So, Joe,
I don't know.
Are you going to do a push-up competition? Is that what's going on?
Say that again?
Are you going to do a push-up competition?
No, that's not on the list.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, the list could be amended, but as of now.
Do you think that Joe can do them?
Can Joe do them? Can he do, like, 25 push-ups?
No.
Nope.
Well, I can, but not currently.
He can. His body is potentially capable
of that. Yes, that's exactly
maybe,
right.
Maybe, in some dimension.
There you go.
All right, guys. Yeah, I was gonna get on the Phillies, but
sure.
Since you were talking birds. Like, I totally agree with Rhea. I really think the subtractions on the defense were too much. Like, they stayed offense heavy, but it wasn't the offense that carried them through the season. That bothers me. It was the defense that carried them through the season, and the defense that dominated in the Super Bowl that allowed the offense to then dominate. And they just trashed that defense. I try to trust Howie, but a lot of subtraction, and it's like, oh, we're going to rely on the offense, when really you couldn't rely on that offense to be consistent really throughout the year.
Well, listen, it's a fair point, John. It is. Now, I'll say this as far as how you assess how Howie did it this offseason. You know, a lot of those offensive players,
I thought the offense was going to be carrying this team the whole season.
Right.
The last offseason, none of us knew the players on the defensive side were going to ignite the way that they did.
That's
no
right.
one would be belaboring like the loss of Josh Sweat last year at this time. I'm positive of that. I thought for sure our run game and that Saquon, we're going to have to just churn it and keep the ball, you know, possess the ball to save the defense. And that wasn't at all the case.
Yeah.
The defense, a bunch of guys that we did not expect, rose up and did wonderful things because Vic Fangio is an incredible coach and he's got an incredible staff that teach these guys and they knew exactly where their buddy was going to be and all that stuff does matter. The defense at times overtook the offense last year, which is great. There's nothing that says it can't happen like that again this year with different guys that we don't know at this juncture.
But there's everything to say that's an incredibly unlikely occurrence.
I agree. It's incredibly unlikely that that everything will fall into place perfectly the way that it did last year.
Right.
We were the best team in the world by a lot when it was all said and done. I don't expect to be the best team in the world by a lot every year, but I do think that this organization is going to put us in position to be in something close to what we just experienced on a regular basis, which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've made the playoffs 7 out of 8 years, so they're really good at being at least pretty darn good. That's for damn sure. All right, 215-592-9494. John Gray.
Now we just have more of the pieces.
Yeah, John Gray, call out of the
core.
Gate. By the way, we have a Twitter poll question of the day today that actually looks back to something we were talking about yesterday because we were struggling to come up with the winning answer at the end of the show for a memorable split. This was for Philly's tickets yesterday. We were asking the question, which of these was the most memorable split? Twitter poll today brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. So we're going to take 12 different answers, what we think were the 12 best answers yesterday, and put them into three different polls today, 6, 7, and 8 o'clock hour, and see which emerge as winners of individual polls early in the show. Then later in the show, the three winners will face off against each other in the 9 o'clock hour. So here's this hour's poll question. Which of these was the most memorable split? A, the Berlin Wall. B, Biggie and Tupac. C, Tiger and, how do you say her name?
Elin, I think.
Elin?
Yeah.
I believe it's Elin.
All right, Tiger and Elin, which caused all sorts of problems. Not to say Biggie and Tupac didn't cause all sorts of problems. And D, Tom Brady and the Patriots. Memorable split. Which of those would you vote for? Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. If you have an opinion on these, certainly you can weigh in on the phone lines as well, 215-592-9494. We'll give you some other potential winning answers as we move through the show in other polls. And ultimately you, the listener, can determine through your voting who's going to win this poll result.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Eagles flew like 53 perfect Eagles this past season, at least at the end of the year. That was an all-time ass-whooping in both the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game. It was very... it was interesting how the NFC Championship game was so similar to the 2017 NFC Championship game. Not with the Eagles getting into a 7-0 hole that day, but with just killing Minnesota. But the Super Bowl was so different than this Super Bowl was so different than that one, you know, obviously 8 years ago. All right, good morning to you. 215-592-9494. So we're doing a lot, both looking back to the Eagles Super Bowl season, but also looking ahead to another one, knowing that it's the second time in franchise history they've got a Super Bowl victory in the recent back pocket. So good stuff there. Also, one thing with the Phils last night, outrageous. I was listening to Rhea in the update. One outrage last night. How in like the heck does Lizardo not come back into that game after 2-hour and 45-minute rain delay? I'm outraged.
Stop.
How do you suck it up, dude? Suck it up.
He was great again last night.
He was. Yeah. He really was.
After the first inning, just settled in and was just awesome.
He looks
Did
great.
Did you hear the story of those
By the way, can I just say, for those that are that transcribe our show and put that into print form in the internet, I was joking.
Put the sarcasm font on, please.
Yes. All right, John, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Did you hear the story of those glasses?
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Once upon a time, they were prescription goggle-type things, but there was a time where he forgot his prescription goggles, and he went out and just grabbed some that were the clear kind that looked kind of similar.
Did that happen to James Worthy? Am I remembering that he got poked?
I think
he got poked in the eye.
Wore them for a little bit.
Wore them because he needed them, and then said, "I'm going to keep with them."
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not about a prescription.
Well, it's similar because apparently Luzardo now continues to wear the same ones that he went and bought on the road somewhere.
In Atlanta, actually, a couple years ago.
Non-prescription glasses.
That's wild, man.
That, you know, he doesn't need, but I guess he thinks they look cool.
Yeah, no,
Is that what you're doing?
No, these are readers, Sean. I'm just getting old, man.
Because it seems like... Well, for the longest time, you were closing one eye and holding your phone about 3 inches from your face.
You never understand. Okay, that's when I don't have my contacts in, don't have my readers on, and am choosing to view something on my phone.
Well, you've been doing that for the last 8 years.
Hence the readers, to not do that.
Well, you just started with the readers pretty recently.
Oh, no, hold on. No, I got it backwards. That's when I have the contacts out. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. Yeah, then the readers are for when I have the contacts in.
So do you have glasses and readers separately?
Yes.
You have multiple pairs of glasses.
Yes.
Now.
You'll be able to discern.
This
when
all
I
hit
have,
you pretty fast,
two
it seems.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying that the glasses arrival happened all at once?
No.
You used to just
John,
squint.
Listen.
Now you've got
glasses since a teenager.
Things.
Glasses since teenager, readers since the last 6 to 8 months. That's
okay.
It. Eyes changed. I got older. Hey, by the way, when you call in today, your chance to win Phillies tickets. Phils and Giants will be back in town. Obviously, the Phils got a series with the Cardinals, but then Phils and Giants will be at Citizens Bank Park early next week. This is a game on Tuesday. Tuesday of next week, 6:45 first pitch, Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any game, get yourself to Phillies.com. This is also going to be Jackie Robinson night. So, big night, of course, across Major League Baseball. Phils will have a big ceremony before the game to honor the tremendous legacy of Jackie Robinson. You can attend this game. Here's how you you can get there today via our show. You got to give us an answer to something that you would change. Why? Because I saw a big headline yesterday. There is a renewed push to try to get rid of daylight savings. I know there's a lot. James, you're one of them. You think daylight savings is really
Oh, I don't
really
care.
Dumb.
No, I'm not one of them. I think it's real. I don't care at all one way or the other.
Well, a lot of people do. And apparently it's got bipartisan support to try to get this thing out of society, at least in America. So we will ask you today at 215. I don't know what the other nations do. 215-592-9494. What is something you would change? Best answer. Best answer, whoever provides it. You're heading to the Phillies game on Tuesday. Now, let me just put this one caveat out there. We're not looking for the biggest elements of society that are like the worst elements of society. Yes, we wish racism didn't exist, and we wish we could wave a magic wand and not have racism. Or poverty, or bombs, right? I mean, wouldn't it be great to not have bombs? I mean, people could still die, but you couldn't kill, you know, millions of people all at once. That's a nuke, by the way. Give us a big-time answer for, but again, not of that nature. Just an interesting answer on what is something, can be small, can be in sports, can be out of sports, can be anything. Could be the time of our show, so we don't have to have a Phillies game that goes to close to 1 a.m. and be up at 6 or be up at 4 a.m. And all right, give us an answer. What would you, John Ritchie, what would you change? You get to change anything.
Okay.
What'd you change? By the way, let me just say this. I'm not going to vote if someone says take social media out because it ain't going out. But, you know, I get it. A lot of people want social media. I wish social media did not exist. I'll say that.
So, why don't you just take it off the board?
All right.
Because I think there's going to be a lot of things said today that could
social media
could not
and
be
social
taken
media
away.
Hate. It's not possible. It's not possible to get it out, but I do wish it was out. I do wish that. John, what do you got?
All right. Envision 76 right now, the Schuylkill.
Okay.
You got two lanes going in each direction.
The worst.
If we
make it two levels, then we could have five lanes going one direction, five lanes going the other direction. Mm. You just got platforms. Let's make 76 two levels.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It would take 20 years to build, and the traffic would be a mess.
You know what, though?
I think it might be worth it.
I'm intrigued. All right, Seltzer, what would you change?
I'm changing the way movies are made. Like, enough with, like, four $300 million superhero movies every year, and then you get some dribs and drabs. Like, give me 10 $50 million movies. Give me 20 $20 million movies. Like, give me the Pulp Fictions and the Usual Suspects and the Few Good Men's and, like character dramas, movies.
Totally, and I'll give you an example.
Enough with all this big tent pole. I know you don't like that word, but that's what they call it. Movies. Like, enough.
Well, I agree with you, James, and I'll give you an example. Amy from Villanova hadn't seen until this week A Bronx Tale. And when she said that, I'm like, you got to see A Bronx Tale.
Yes. As soon as you sit down, did you say, now you can't leave?
Well, I did say that. I said that over text. But my point is, that's a great movie, and that movie doesn't get made anymore.
Joe, that's exactly right.
A Bronx Tale. I mean, what a great movie. All right, Devin, something you, and again, this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. Would Philly's tickets on the line for Tuesday? You tell us what you would change. Best answer is we surmise it by the end of the show. You win the tickets. Devin, you can't win the tickets. You're a WIP employee. But what would you change?
In relation to last night, I think if a rain delay goes over an hour and a half, the game should just be rescheduled. Like, it's just crazy, especially when it's late at night, to be waiting around, and it's not just the players, it's staff at the ballpark. I just reschedule it. There's no need.
So I disagree with that one, but at times they should call it. But I think an hour is a little short, but I get it. The rain.
I said hour and a half.
Matt Gell pointed out that whenever the Braves win, they set off this huge horn siren.
Yep.
It was going off at 12:53, and I'm sure the people who live close to that love that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Rhea, what would you change?
This is very selfish, and I will admit it, that the NCAA Finals championship game starts at 9 o'clock.
Instead of what was it?
No, I wanted to move back to 8.
Oh, I got it.
Can we span this out and say the World Series and all these things start earlier? Because I'm very with you on
this. There's a lot.
Well, because the Super Bowl starts at 6:20.
Yeah.
It's
totally
proven to be highly successful.
It has.
I'm just saying for championship games, you're just cutting out. I saw the first half of the NCAA championship game the other night, and I had to watch the rest of it when I
woke
up.
I saw 0 seconds live.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
When the best picture in the Oscars is given out, it's normally around 11:30.
Same thing, yeah.
That's you know.
Championship things should be done where people can watch them, and I mean people of all ages.
Okay, listen, interesting answer there. Give us a great answer. What would you change? Best answer by the end of the show, you're going to win the tickets to obviously the Phillies game on Tuesday. Let's also listen to Rob Thompson. Speaking of that rain delay, Topper talked way after the start of the game. This would be after the game. He talked about the rain delay and the process of it. Here's Topper last night.
Is there a reason why you guys agreed, or why the league or someone said you wanted to stick around and try to finish this tonight?
That's through MLB.
You guys were told, or you wanted to, or like, what was that?
No, they just said there was a window, so stayed around.
I mean, look, I'm okay with it because, you know, these things are going to happen 3 to 5 times a year in a long season. But I get it. It's annoying. Look, I know most people listening right now did not stay up for the end of the game. No. I get it. I mean,
it's annoying because now they've been awake for far too long, and now they have to get on a plane and travel again and play tonight at 8 o'clock. Like it.
To be fair,
it's a domino effect.
I don't care about them. I care about us.
The viewer?
No. I was sort of joking, but I'm actually being somewhat serious. Look, they get paid millions of dollars. They can suck it up from time to time. But it is hard on the fan base. It's hard on the players. I was kind of joking.
Why wasn't that game? Aren't most getaway games, in the afternoon?
Yes. Yeah. So apparently it's Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
Atlanta doesn't do many day games. It's a thing. Apparently, they say it's because of traffic. I don't really know what it is, but they're very rarely do day games in Atlanta. So. It's a huge. I mean, but they have to fly. They're playing 16 straight games. The Phillies.
Yeah.
They have to fly on a plane to St. Louis. They're playing tonight, and then they got 2 straight day games after that. It's tough. Like, I don't expect the Phillies to look great tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, your reaction to it all. 215-592-9494. And the look back on the Eagles and the look ahead. Talk to us, Chad in Phoenixville. Chad, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Chad.
So I wanted a quick mention. you know, I don't get to call in all the time, but I noticed that Joe has struggling with working out consistently, and that's something that I used to not have an issue with, and then I got married and kind of slacked it for a little bit. But something that got me back into it was I did a challenge, the 75 hard challenge with some of my buddies, and we had some forfeits. So it just made me be held accountable. So I don't know if you need to do something like that to make you be consistent.
Well, yeah, it's called the Jack vs. Joe challenge.
Yeah, and show shame. That and show shame. I mean, listen, these guys hit me pretty hard yesterday, Chad, verbally. And the reality is I did work out yesterday.
Ooh, it works.
Yeah. And I'm feeling it today. So that's a good sign.
Wait, what kind of workout? Like gym?
A lot of cardio.
Run.
So I did 10 minutes. I did 10 minutes on a bike, 10 minutes on an incline treadmill.
Oh, wow.
10 minutes on the rowing machine.
Ooh.
And then some weights. So
good work, man.
Yeah, I think cardio is the most important thing for me to get first, because I think I'll get better with the weights as I have more cardio. Like I drag. And listen, I dragged through it. I got through it. But, you know, right now I'm not in shape, so I got to work on it.
Yeah, I think if you guys have like an actual forfeit for whoever loses, it's going to make you want to try a little harder maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I'll get to my Phillies points real quick. First of all, Lizardo, still looking great. I'm hoping he just continues this path, stays healthy, because, you know, if we have him pitching like he is, that's going to be great for us in the future. Boehm doesn't look great. Not sure what's going to go with him. Might have to try and trade him for a bullpen arm, get
maybe
somebody else in there for us. Not really sure. His value's just going down at this point. And then my biggest issue is, I know it's the beginning of the year, and so, you know, I take it with a grain of salt, but we're never going to win a series if we go 4-for-27 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's just a tough, like, yeah, we're getting hits, and it's great, but it doesn't matter if we're not scoring.
Well, right. But to be fair, Chad, it's the first series they've lost. They're 8-4. They're tied for first place. So, you know, I'm not this. To me, this is like the last game in the world. It's a freak out on. I mean, it's going to happen. They obviously didn't hit a ton. We know that's been a thing in the past for the Phillies, and was again last night. But, you know, I can accept that last night. Chad, give me an answer. What would you change? You can win Phillies tickets.
I'm not sure if this really goes with it, but the first thing that came to my head is just really bothers me is the lack of common sense that people have nowadays.
Well, I'll write it down. I mean, I guess, you know, I guess there's something to be said for that. I tend to think
broad
that's
answer
always been the case, but I don't know. I wasn't alive in 1900, so I don't know. Let me tell you what the person...
I don't know. I think in 1900, it seemed like people had a lot more common sense. I feel like
I think social media exists.
Yeah, social media gives common sense. It exploded common sense like 5 years ago.
But in 1900, also, if we had social media, I think you'd see a lot of.
I don't know, though. In 1900, you could die much easier.
Yeah,
you had to be much more careful in how you acted and lived, you know?
Yeah, totally. You really had, and you had to like go down to the river to wash your clothes and stuff.
It's like, oh no, I got a deep cut. I hope I don't die from this.
Yeah, you might die now, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, let me talk about going down to the river for
a
moment.
I hope you don't get like a cold.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, I get it. So it's so unbelievable you just referenced going down to the river, because I was about to talk about going down to the creek. Literally.
Wow.
No, not me. I got to rip someone. I find this, honest to God, I find this outrageous, something that happened in sports yesterday. I could not believe when I saw this headline. There was a player yesterday at the Masters who went to the bathroom without going to the bathroom.
Ew.
Is that
I could not believe this. There's a guy
by
named.
How many strokes?
There's a guy named, apparently he wasn't, John. There's a guy named Jose Luis Ballester. He is a 21-year-old Spaniard who's an amateur, not even a freaking pro. He's a kid that gets to play in the Masters. He goes to college somewhere in America. 13th hole, he's like, I got to take a leak. So he goes to the creek.
At the Masters?
At the Masters.
Of all tournament, not
at
just golf, like any
Masters
tournament, sports tournament on the planet. The Masters is probably the last one.
That and Wimbledon would be like the two
Wimbledon,
things.
Yeah, Wimbledon, exactly.
Like, Johnny
did
it.
He did it?
Guy went to bathroom
did he not,
without
did he
going
notice
to the bathroom.
That there were cameras following him and people? Like, how
I'm
did
sure
he...
he's well aware there's a lot of people watching the Masters. Yeah,
there's bathrooms on
correct
some of the tees,
correct
right?
Correct.
Didn't he ask anybody?
I don't know that answer.
So he's a dumbass.
He is an absolute dumbass.
Or an exhibitionist.
He is. I mean, and how is this? How does the guy not get a major penalty or get kicked out of the tournament?
So maybe this guy knew that he knew the rules and was like, everyone's going to be talking about me.
Here's his quote. Darn, I got to cut off a little bit. I'll read part of this. It says, I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since JT had an issue in the green, I'm like, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. And probably people would not see me that much.
Did they?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, the crowd gave him an ovation because,
well,
you know.
Of course they did.
This is great.
It's like a kid on the side of the road when you're driving down. I got to go. And you got to pull over to the side of the road.
I just was flabbergasted that such a thing would occur. Look, guys, I'm not Mr. Puritan guy here, all right? I mean, I've done it myself while golfing probably 100 times, but I think I would know if I was playing in the Masters not to do it. That's just me.
Yeah, you'd think you'd know enough to restrain yourself.
Yeah, and by the way, you normally find a tree, not a creek. All right, 215, at least once, you know what I'm saying?
You can disguise things a little bit.
I'm just curious if anyone wants to weigh in. Am I right that that's absurd? I mean, most of us that have played golf is.
I don't think anyone's going to say that it's not.
I mean, how does a guy take a whiz by just stepping away a couple steps during the Masters?
Especially because they plan for it. They've got bathrooms.
Yeah, I mean,
I nice bathrooms too.
I would think. All right. You can weigh in on that if you want. 215-592-9494. And yes, I am working out. I can now say that in the present tense. Well, not like present right now at 6:52 a.m. You know what's the cheesiest thing maybe of all time? Maybe the cheesiest thing ever. That song, I Work Out. Remember that song? What? Remember that horrible song?
I like that song.
That song's
good. LMFAO.
Horrendous.
I Work Out. Oh, that.
I don't know that.
Jeez, look at this body.
You know Joe so well that you were able to get that from him
dropping two lines. He's never said, but that's the LMF. It's a great song.
I had no idea where he was going with
that. It may be the cheesiest thing ever. But anyway,
I'll play it. There you go.
I do work out. All right, 215-592-9494. Vic Fangio, something he said recently about discovering the powers of Zach Bond, that this guy wasn't Clark Kent. This guy was Superman if you would just change his position. What Fangio said recently, we'll play that audio. Phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP.